You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Michael, as always, with Matty Owens Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. Friend of the program, fellow Common Fan, multi-time co-host now, U.S. Army veteran, and all-around fine American, Nick Olson is joining us once again today. Nick, how are you, my friend?
Doing excellent.
Woo!
We have a little thunderstorm going on in Lincoln, Nebraska right now.
Yeah, we do.
Nice one.
Yeah.
This will come out after the fact, so we don't need to give advice to the common fans listening. But I hope you guys are taking cover if need be.
Hunker down.
Hunker down. whatever you need to do. Hey, get to the Common Fan website, www.commonfan.co. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, follow all the social media accounts. Order some socks for crying out loud, and generally keep up with all the fun and frivolity of the common fans. You can find the link for the socks right on the website. You can also go to silliesco.com. That's SILLIESCO.com. Use the promo code GBR for life. That's GBR number 4 LIFE. Get your common fan socks and get all kinds of other fun, colorful, cool socks. If you want to be peacocking around the office with your colorful socks, go to silliesco.com, use the promo code GBR for life, and get yourself common fan socks and all kinds of other fun socks. Speaking of fun, boys, I love to do this.
Wow,
you can never do enough schedule predictions.
No, episodes. Next reason,
maybe every week from now until the season, we'll just do schedule predictions episodes. What do you guys
think? Heck yes.
And the common fans might be a little bit, might grow a little bit tired of it because our schedule predictions probably wouldn't change much, but I could do it every single week.
Mine would fluctuate some probably between 10 and 2 and 12 and 0, if I'm being honest.
Right.
Jeff's probably in the
9 and 3 to
7 and 5 range.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of volatility going on there.
Here's what we're going to do for those of the common fans who have not heard us do one of these before. We have not compared notes in advance.
No.
We have no idea what any of the other guys are going to say.
No.
And we're going to go in the same order every time just to keep some continuity here. I'm going to go in order of how I can see you guys on my screen. And sure. So that's going to go. Matty O is going to go first. We're going to go counterclockwise. Nick's going to go second. Geoff's going to go third. And I will go last for each one. Before we dive right in, does anybody have anything to say, anything to add, any commentary on this episode before we jump right in?
Why does Matt always get to go first?
What are you talking about? Are you 12?
It's not fair. How come he always gets to go first?
Does he always get to go first?
He always gets to go first.
I don't think I always get to go first.
Geoff, would you like to go first?
No, I don't want to go first.
I'm gonna remove you from the stage, Geoff. I'm gonna mute you. All right. With that out of the way, is everyone okay with the order? Are we okay with the order? Do I have
the order? The order's fine.
I don't mind it. I'll kick things off.
I'll allow it. It's fine.
All right. As everyone should know by now, the Huskers are opening against the Cincinnati Bearcats at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri on Thursday, August 28th. So it's not week zero. It is week one, but it's a Thursday night game, and it's going to be under the lights, 8 p.m. Central kickoff. That's a late one, kids. That's a late one for our common fans on the East Coast who have school the next morning. But, I mean, who couldn't be excited about that? 8 p.m. Central under the lights at Arrowhead Stadium against the Cincinnati Bearcats entering their third year in the Big 12. Not exactly sure what to expect from them, but certainly no gimme. Matty O, why don't you start us off? What do you got?
Well, I think it's, we've talked about this a little bit in the past about these Thursday night games or Friday night games and all that. I think this is great because I think the Nebraska-Cincinnati game doesn't draw nearly as many eyeballs if it's played at 2:30 on Saturday of opening weekend, right? It just doesn't. So national TV on ESPN, we don't get to play on ESPN a lot anymore. And I think it must be a Big 12 Cincinnati thing there because that's technically, I think, a Cincinnati home game, right?
Sorry, no, thanks for pointing that out. It's also on ESPN, which I found myself getting excited about. I don't even know why. Yeah.
I mean, in opening week, Thursday night, there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on this thing.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone wants to see if Dylan Raiola can live up to the hype. Mm-hmm. Coach Rule's going to get it going, have the year three leap. Mm-hmm. I think this game, we hit the ground running. It's probably going to be about a – I'm going to guess it's about a six-point line. I'm going to guess NU minus six, and I think we cover.
And listen, you're a degenerate gambler, so we will take your word for that.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, that's fine.
This guy
that's
knows fine. What he's talking about, folks.
That's fine. That's
fans. Matt Owens knows what he's talking about when it comes to gambling.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, Jeff. no, but I think this, and I talked about this. We had I don't know how long ago it was, a few weeks maybe. We did three big games episode, and I said this because the first game of the year. Think about how many times we've stumbled out of the blocks the last 10 years. First game, I mean, our record's not great. Did you hear that thunder?
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
Jeez. So wow. I think Cincinnati first game of the year. Excited for it. W.
Matteo's got it as a W. Nick Olson.
I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. I think it's a W also, and a close game. I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the Cincinnati coaching history. Like, they've had so many coaches, great coaches that have left there. That's like the ultimate stepping stone university. So I kind of feel bad for them in a way.
Brian Kelly,
Mark D'Antoni. Butch Jones, Luke Fickell. I think those are all the ones I can remember, but yeah.
All those. Go ahead.
Oh, it's like not a prestigious school, but I mean, a college football team that has history. I mean, most recent history, probably the Kelce brothers. That's who I think of with Cincinnati and stuff, but always has good athletes. I think they have a pretty good quarterback and a pretty good tight end. So they're not going to be like a pushover, like Matt said, minus six. That's a great number. So, but I think it's definitely going to be a W. But close game, like 28-20, I could see something like that.
Yeah. Oh, Ohio's a great football state. Those are all those guys you mentioned are great coaches, except for Brian Kelly. Jeff, go ahead.
You son of a bitch. You son of a
bitch. He's not even Irish anymore.
And his Cajun accent.
You're right. Well, I don't like that guy.
You don't like him. You don't like him now.
I don't like
my
that guy
family.
Anymore. My family.
All right, Jeff, what do you got?
No, I mean, it's certainly no gimme, that's for sure. I mean, opening game of the season, Thursday night, 8 o'clock. All of those are big time red flags in Husker Nation, in my opinion, right? Like, that's not certainly something that you want to that's not an easy start off to the season. It's just all of those spell doom and gloom, disaster. But I will say this, that Matt Rhule understands this. He knows this. He knows the degree of what this means to a loss could derail the entire season right off the bat. Matt Rhule will not let that happen. He will not let that happen. There's no way.
Won't let it happen.
No. So I agree with Olsen and Owens. It's going to be a closer game, yes, but there is no way in hell that we're going to lose this first game out of the year, especially in the Matt Rhule year three leap, quote unquote. So we're going to win. It'll be close. Matt Rhule will not allow us to lose this game, though. No. W on line.
I love it, Geoff. I'm going to agree with all you guys, kind of. It's going to be a W. I'm drinking a little Big Red blend tonight, and I'm going to disagree with the fact that it's even going to be close.
Wow.
I think the Huskers jump out early.
Nice.
I think the defense shows its athleticism. The defense shows they can get off the field on third down. The defense shows they can take the ball away. The defense shows they can get to the quarterback. And the Dana Holgorsen / Dylan Raiola led Midwest Coast offense, to coin a Nicholas Olsen term.
Yes, the Midwest Coast offense. Yes,
strikes early and often.
Yes.
And it's a comfortable three touchdown win. And
love that.
Everybody remember this.
So hey, I said if the line's six, I think they cover that. I don't know about I don't know about three touchdowns, but. Hey, do you know who the coach is for Cincinnati?
No clue.
I think we all probably did a lot of research, and it looks like nobody knows.
I just looked it up. Scott
Satterfield. Oh, by way of App State and Louisville.
Huh. Before you even ask, no relation.
No relation. Gotcha. See, interesting.
I just Googled it.
Marcus's brother? Yeah, no.
Just Google it. No relation.
No relation to the $1.4 million man.
That's right.
Also, Owens brought up we're playing at Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
Husker's playing on natural grass. That's awesome. You don't see that very often. Maybe 2-3 times a year at most. So
okay.
The way football was supposed to be played on natural grass.
You don't see enough natural grass in 2020.
You don't.
Anyway,
you don't
see enough natural grass. Not enough. Even in people's yards. Some people's yards don't even have natural grass anymore.
You don't want to see my yard.
It doesn't make any sense.
The natural grass in my yard is not doing well right now.
I believe that's called clover.
Jeff. Yeah, there's some clover there. Yeah. A lot of dandelions. I've been walking around with a lot of Scott's turf builder right now.
Uh-huh. All right, so as it turns out, Jeff, nobody gives a shit. Moving on. Here we go. Akron came to in Lincoln. Akron zips. TV time to be determined. Saturday, September 6th. According to all the common fans, the Huskers are going to be rolling in 1-0. I don't think we need to take much time with the next two, but we'll go one at a time. Matty, what are your thoughts on Akron?
I'm just going W. We don't need to spend too much time on Akron. I mean, we owe them a butt whipping from Scott Frost's first home game that didn't get played.
Yeah.
Well, not exactly their fault, but they're gonna be.
But we still owe it to them. We still owe it to them. So I'm W. No, let's not waste time on the zips. Yeah.
That's right. Olson.
I think W blowout is Akron. I think that's the Joel Makavica where he's like pulling guys into the end zone.
Yeah. Game.
Do you guys remember that play?
Was that 95 like, or 6 maybe?
I don't think he refuses to go down.
97.
I think that was the last time we played Akron.
So. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to – you know what came to mind for me was the Amir Abdullah catch and run in the game that was way closer than it should have been. But that was Alcorn State, not Akron.
McNeese State.
Oh, yes. Dang it. Jeez. Early onset Alzheimer's. McNeese
State. Yes.
That's almost as bad as that time you got the what was it with Owens and the jackets or the uniforms or what did you say it was, TJ? It wasn't it was Apex, right?
I'm not giving up on ASICs. Yeah, something with ASICs. I swear to God. And the reason I was so sure about that is I swear I read an article about it. I wasn't just pulling from memory. I swear I read an article about it.
That damn Mandela effect. Mandela effect. It'll get you.
Yeah. You're gonna find me wandering around the neighborhood in no time. Jeff, what do you got for Akron?
W. I mean, what is it? Isn't LeBron from Akron? I don't like LeBron.
Oh, he's from Akron.
We're winning that game for sure. Take that, LeBron. Right.
I've got Akron as a W. One thing I'll say, and Olson, you said blowout. I totally agree. Again, I think Matt Rhule, year three leap, a lot of pieces in place. Like in recent years, I'm thinking of Buffalo. I'm thinking of, you know, some of these other games where we expected to see the team sort of steamroll and they didn't. I think we'll see like the Huskers completely manhandle Akron.
That's a good point too, TJ, before we move on. That's one thing that like, when we said it last year and when it happened, it was great, but like it is refreshing to see the Huskers when they can take care of business when they're supposed to take care of business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I hated it in years past when we would have a team that it should be just something that we'd move on from. You know, we win, we keep going, and we kind of struggle with them a little bit. We still won, but I think we'll beat Akron's ass. We will. I think it's that time that we move on. We're doing that again. Like,
okay,
we're hitting these teams hard. We're beating them. We're moving on to the next week. I'm excited about it.
I like that.
Thank you for saying that, Jeff. We're going to come back to this theme that I'm about to talk about probably throughout the season. There's an old African proverb.
Oh, God. Here we go. You got some Tolstoy here?
No. The axe forgets, but the tree remembers.
Oh, yes.
For so many years, Nebraska football was the axe. And the teams that we played were the tree. And we would destroy these teams so badly, and we would just move on. We wouldn't think about the Akrons of the world ever again.
No.
And those players now, especially from those 90s teams, they're selling cars in Sheboygan, or they're doing whatever. They're selling insurance in Tulsa. Whatever they're doing, they're still talking about when they went into the Sea of Red. And they got their asses handed to them.
Yeah.
That's what we used to be, the axe, and we will be again. So we are going to be the axe. against Akron, and Akron will be the tree, and we will forget because we will move on to Houston Christian, and Akron will remember.
No,
we'll remember.
I can't believe you used that for the Akron game. Like yeah. You used that. That was really well done. What? It was really well done. That's a lot for the rest of us to live up to.
It applies the rest across of the board.
You're applying African proverbs to the Akron.
What the hell
game.
Is your problem, TJ?
I love that poll. That was like a Greg Schiano Big Ten Media Days poll. Like,
thank you.
You know, like he's gonna say something like that at Media Days this year again.
So that's two now. So we've had Tolstoy and an African proverb on the Common Fan podcast now.
Jeff, the Tolstoy reference that episode hasn't aired yet. That's for a future episode.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah.
All right, don't worry. Nobody will remember.
Common fans. Nobody's gonna remember. Coming your way.
Nobody's gonna remember. Listen, all I'm gonna say is that it's time for Nebraska football to be the axe again. All right. Yeah. Moving on. Right. Houston Christian, HCU. Every time I have to Google what HCU stands for, but I'm pretty sure it's Houston Christian.
The Huskies.
That's right, Olson. Let's steamroll through this. We're two games in. We're already 15 minutes in. We cannot take 15 minutes for every two games. Matty-O, HCU.
Well, you know, there's an old philosopher. No, I'm just kidding. It's a W.
Olson.
Blowout. Yeah, I think definitely. They're not. Yeah. Are they like one double A or are they? They playing.
They don't even know what they are.
What are they playing down there?
This is the Bethune-Cookman of 2025.
Yeah. Okay.
Geoff.
Yeah, we're winning this game. I'm just gonna say that. Move
don't
on.
Sound, don't sound so
we're
disappointed.
Winning this game.
All right. I've got it as a W as well. So all three Common fans by my recording have us at 3-0.
3-0, which is
heading into the ever important game at home Saturday, September 20th against the Michigan Wolverines. We just talked about this on our most recent episode. Sharon Moore, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, may or may not be there. Michigan, after years of cheating and sign stealing,
they're still at it, by the way.
National championships for them. Yeah. Decided that they would try to do their own sort of self-imposed minor slap on the wrist. I hope they're not able to get away with it. Either way, we don't know whether or not Sharon's going to be there at this game in Lincoln.
What is it with Michigan doing this self-imposed stuff? Why do they do this all the time? They think that this is going to like get them out of it in some way. Like, all right, we'll just punish ourselves. Everybody else just turn a blind. This self-imposed thing drives me freaking crazy.
Jeff clearly didn't listen to that last episode.
Jeff couldn't make it for the last episode, but he clearly also didn't listen to it, which is fine.
No, we talked about this. It's the whole thing of, listen, mom, dad, I really messed up. I'm going to get ahead of it here, and I'm going to punish myself.
This guy drives you nuts.
All right, Matty, this is a huge game, guys. We talked about this in the last episode. We talked about it multiple times already. Like, if the Huskers are going to go where we think they can go, they're going to be what we think they can be. They have to win games like this one, like Michigan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michigan, this is not Ohio State 2024. This is not the eventual national champion. They'll probably be pretty good. Like, they have Oklahoma in game two. If they win that, they're probably almost certainly in the top 25 coming into Lincoln. But like, they're not going to be like this. Not going to be as tough as Penn State. May not be as tough as USC. Like, it's going to be a good Michigan team. It's a name brand, you know, name and helmet coming into Lincoln, but they're not going to win the Natty in 2025. Right. So this is a game we can win and need to win if we want to elevate the Huskers into the conversation in 2025. Matty-O, what do you got?
No, I don't think anyone's predicting Michigan to win the Natty, but their talent level, I think, for the next few years is probably going to be good enough to compete for the CFP.
This is
nut cutting time. This game,
nut
cutting. It is time to show the college football world that Nebraska is not messing around, and the offseason championships that we have, this one could be legit. I'm not saying national champion, but offseason. You know, show them that, hey, it really was a good offseason again. And I think we're going to do it. I really do. I think we get over the hump against what is probably going to be a ranked team, assuming Michigan doesn't stumble against Oklahoma. I don't think they will. But I think it's time to have one of those games. Nebraska football is so damn due for something like this, a good thing to happen against a really good team and to kind of show everyone, okay, Nebraska might be on the right course here for real, and they're legit. Nebraska beats Michigan week 4, 1-0 in Big Ten play.
Boom. Love it. Mr. Olson, what say you?
You look conflicted.
You look torn.
Yeah. I look, I don't know. I don't want to cop out and say it's going to be a coin flip, but I just feel like
you have to choose one.
I'm going to go like 18-16 Huskers.
Oh, we get a score too. Yeah. A close one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be close.
Yeah. I just can't wrap my head around that we're like there yet. I know Michigan took a step back last year, but I think they'll be fairly good. The thing that concerns me is I think they might have like a better team, whereas I think maybe we have better coaches. So it all evens out though. Huskers by 2.
I love it. Okay. Sharon Moore might not even be there. So who knows?
Yeah. Jeff. Sharon. Yeah. Sharon will not be there.
Jeff.
Oh, I don't know. This is tough for me.
I know.
It's very difficult for me. And
just be honest, Jeff. Just share what you
appreciate the enthusiasm.
Share what's
appreciate
in your
the enthusiasm from and the positivity. But I just, yes, we are going to leap this year. I don't think it's going to. I think we want, when we think about a leap, we think it's just going to happen all so quick, so fast. We're just leaping. We're going. We're jumping. There's going to be some learning curves here. And unfortunately, I think part of that learning curve is going to be losing to Michigan. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I don't think we're going to win this game. It's too much to handle.
Jeff, right? we want you to be
taking
honest.
A leap here. Baby steps. We're going to get there. We're not going to get. Well, TJ thinks we're going to go 12-0, but we're probably not going to go 12-0 this year. A loss has to start somewhere. So why not Michigan? A respected Big Ten team, a team that has been around the bend, a team that is at the top up here. You know what I mean? Like, losing to a team like this, there's no shame in that. Right? That's all I'm saying is that we're
no shame.
There's absolutely shame.
There's going to be losses like this. Unfortunately, Michigan is going to be one of them. I'm sorry.
Okay. Fair enough. Here's where I am on this.
Okay.
I feel like Geoff picks a loss. Olson, I felt the conflict within you.
There was trepidation.
I felt the trepidation. Like Darth Vader in Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
I could feel the conflict within you. And I get all of that. All of Husker Nation gets all of that. Mm-hmm. We have been in this place so many times for 10 or 15 years where we think the Huskers are going to take a turn for the better. We've got an offseason full of hype. We all know the drill. We've talked about it on this program multiple times. Mm. And so I totally get it. But tonight I'm drinking the Big Red Blend. And tonight the optimism is flowing. And maybe I'll change my mind. I guess that's where I was going with that. Like maybe we get closer to the season. We'll see Michigan. Maybe they'll come out guns blazing the first 3 games or something. I've got this as a W for Matt Rhule's program. I've got it as a defining W for Matt Rhule's program. Let's not forget that Bob Devaney in game 2 of his tenure in 1962 beat Michigan, catapulted the program into the national conversation on the way to going 9-2 and the Gotham Bowl, the program's third ever bowl game. And really turn things around. I think that's going to be what this game is for the Huskers.
Yes.
It's going to get national, a W would get national attention, likely gets us to 4-0. Suddenly we're in the conversation. It's going to piss off Iowa fans and Minnesota fans and all these other Big Ten. Yeah. They're going to say whatever, Nebraska this, Nebraska that, blah, 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 blah. But I think it's going to be a statement win, and it's going to be a sign that the Huskers are back for real.
Yeah.
W.
It's our turn to put our finger in somebody else's chest, damn it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, pal. Yeah.
That red blend will wear off in the morning. I'll tell you that much right now.
Oh, listen to this guy.
God, you and your damn realism, Jeff. All right. Moving on to Michigan State. The Spartans. Last time the Huskers played the Spartans was in East Lansing in Matt Rule's first year in 2023. That was a bad Michigan State team that Nebraska mm-hmm. lost to, and that just left a bad taste really in everybody's mouth. In 2024, Michigan State was 5-7. They had a close loss to Boston College. They had a close loss to Michigan. They got blown out a couple of times. It's really hard to know what to make of this program. Jonathan Smith came from Oregon State. Their head coach, Jonathan Smith, came from Oregon State. He's in year two leading the program. Matty O, what do you got for Michigan State?
Michigan State does not really move the needle for me. Jonathan Smith, you know, I know former QB, Oregon State Beaver. I don't know. Like I honestly didn't pay a ton of attention to him last year. I just look on ESPN, their last five games, played Michigan tough, actually played them 7 points, but Michigan, you remember, was having trouble scoring the ball last year. Then they get smoked by Indiana 47-10, Cignetti, Mo Green. Then they get smoked 38-16 by our buddy Burt. They beat Purdue 24-17. Everybody was beating Purdue last year. Yep. Everybody. Yeah. And then they lose by 27 their last game of the year to Rutgers. Not a exactly a locomotion of positive momentum going into the offseason for Jonathan Smith and Michigan State. This one, you think about a little bit of hangover from that Michigan win that just happened the week before. So I think we get the job done, but I think we kind of play with our food a little bit, and we're kind of a little sleepy. But I think the Huskers come out and get the job done and beat Sparty to move to 5-0.
5-0, Matty's guys. 5-0. Nicholas Olson, what say you, my friend?
I also have us winning, but I love the letdown game, like perspective or scenario. Just to bring it back to Bob Devaney, he was a Michigan State assistant before he took the Wyoming job.
Under Duffy Doherty.
Yep. He actually kind of like learned all of his stuff from Duffy Doherty. So,
yep.
Michigan State Nebraska connection right there.
Yes. But
yes. I like 28-24, something like that. I really think we'll be let down after the big Michigan win. So I still think it's a W though.
Yeah.
Love it. Jeff's got a big smile on his face.
No, I was just
go ahead. You just go ahead.
Feels really
punchable. All right. Okay. Here. So I want to say is that I agree with Owens. I didn't know much about Michigan State's schedule, but after Owens just gave us a quick historical breakdown of their last season, I want to say the Huskers handle business easily.
Yeah. Okay.
Sound like a bunch of clowns over there. We're going to take care of that. Yeah. Take care of business. Okay.
Was that
what you were expecting? Are you not entertained? Is that what you want?
I never know what to expect from you, Jeff. And sometimes that's a good thing.
Jeff, that smile felt really disingenuous.
Are you not entertained? Neither here nor there. Now he's gladiator.
Let me tell you guys something about Jonathan Smith. Okay.
Oh God, you know him?
I don't know him. Yeah. But he's a close as common fans know, I live in Bend, Oregon. Okay.
Yes.
I married an Oregon girl. I married a duck, but she's got family. She's got family, extended family. She's got ducks and beavers in her extended family. Okay. She's got some Oregon State.
Yeah.
Not too far from the extended family, right? Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Smith played quarterback at Oregon State.
Yeah.
Under Mike Riley. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Worst hire post-Osborne era. But anyway, played quarterback at Oregon State, had a great career there, came to Oregon State and did great things at Oregon State. Right? He's a perfect fit for that program. Let me tell you, as soon as things got a little bit difficult, and I understand, you know, Pac-12 basically disintegrated. So,
fair enough. Yeah.
He turned tail and ran.
Yeah, he did.
He got a lifeboat
in cowardly. The
Big Ten. Cowardly. He got a lifeboat. And I wouldn't call, there are plenty of Big Ten programs that we would call second-rate programs. I don't know that I'd go there with Michigan State, but it's not a top tier.
Throwing out that word again? Second-rate?
The trajectory is not up, though.
It's not a top tier program. Let me tell you what else happened after Jonathan Smith went to Michigan State. There was a local Goodwill in Corvallis, Oregon, home of the Oregon State Beavers. They found all of his there were like dozens of like shirts and like gear of Jonathan Smith that he just like dropped off at the local Goodwill on his way out of town.
Oh, no.
Like, that's how he treated the alma mater. That when he turned tail and ran, when he decided to seek a, instead of saying, I'm going to stick around, we're going to build a winner here at Oregon State. And if you stick with me, we're going to build something wonderful and beautiful.
In the new Pac-12.
He turned tail and ran the first chance he got, and he dropped off his stuff at the Goodwill on the way out of town. Oh. So let me tell you something. The Huskers are going to pound Michigan State. All right. Whoa. Now, look, I buy the hangover. I think actually this is the first game I expect a little bit of a step back, a little bit of a, that series didn't look great, whatever. But we're going to physically dominate the game, and I think we still win by 7 to 10 points. So Huskers win against Michigan State.
Can I just say, like, while you're at that Goodwill there, you can definitely find, like, some sort of leather jacket from Stephen Berry's from back in the day that is just engulfed in stale cigarette smoke.
Yes.
It's stained T-shirts and maybe the 2 VHS copy of Titanic. You pick up all those things at a good Goodwill whenever you need them.
What the hell are you talking about, Jeff?
What? Right. Goodwill. Moving on.
All right. That's so
good stuff at Goodwill.
Up to the Michigan State game, guys. We've got, other than the opener at Arrowhead Stadium, which is obviously a neutral site game, the next four, Akron, HCU, Michigan State, are all at home. Saturday, October 11th, our first away game. We go at Maryland. We owe them a little payback from 2023 as well. Listen to that thunder.
Thunder is really kicking in here, folks.
It's like Judy Jim Cantori.
Yeah,
we interrupt this podcast episode for a special weather.
Live on the scene.
All right, first away game at Maryland, Saturday, October 11th. Mattio, what do you got?
You know, I was looking at this one, thinking like, oh, okay, we're gonna be rolling pretty good here. Five games in, I think we're gonna be 5-0. And then we go on the road. Okay. It's a Big Ten game. Now, granted, it's Maryland. It's a basketball school. Okay.
Second round.
So it makes me a little bit nervous. I think Mike Loxley's as much as you can be on a hot seat at Maryland, I think his seat's a little warm. They finished the year losing their last five last year. Now, granted, those five are Minnesota, Oregon, Rutgers, Iowa, Penn State. I think those are all five are bowl teams or playoff teams, right? Well, at least bowl teams.
They were 4-8 last year, though. They were 4-8.
Yeah, not good. But I think we go out to College Station, and I think Mike Loxley to have his boys playing us tough. But I think we get the job done. I can't all go right as far as to say Maryland's making me
trick
so nervous.
Trick
even
me,
though Alex. It's a road, like road games have not been good. Have not been kind to Nebraska football. But that one's not scary enough to me to say, I think we're going to lose that. So I think Maryland will play us a little tougher than we think, especially, a couple tough Big Ten games in a row. But Huskers get the job done against Mike Loxley and the Terps. W.
Olson, what do you got?
6-0.
6-0.
I'm definitely going to go a W also. I'd just like to say, doesn't it surprise you guys? I guess they can't really keep their talent in state, but there's so much college football talent that comes out of Maryland.
Yeah,
the DMV. The DMV. Like, I cannot believe they are not better at football. But I say this, I guess they're good at basketball, but their baseball and football teams should be so much better than they are, but they just aren't, I guess. So, yeah, I have a W. Mike Loxley seems like a good guy, but I don't know his – leash is getting pretty short out there, I think. Yeah, so.
He's part of the Saban. He's one of the Saban rehab guys, isn't he? Didn't he go to the Saban rehab program?
Yeah,
an assistant in Alabama for a while.
Yeah, not much to say. W.
Geoff, what do you got?
What do they say on Wedding Crashers? Isn't it
crab cakes
and football?
Yeah,
that's what Maryland does.
Yeah,
which is why it's funny. Which is why it's in a comedy because.
Yeah. Because they're not
crab cakes. They do have good crab cakes in Maryland.
Because they're not winning this game. We're going to win that game for sure. Yeah. Not a problem there.
Do you guys remember when Ralph Friedgen had it rolling there for a while, like early 2000s?
They were popular, and Under Armour starting to get big at that time too. They're huge. Under Armour. They were like the only Under Armour school, I think. We must protect this house and all.
If I remember correctly, didn't they have some wacky ass uniforms back in the
day? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild uniforms. Yep.
Sean Merriman went to Maryland. They had some. They had some players back in the day.
Vernon Davis.
When I lived in D.C., I drove over to the campus there when Nebraska baseball was in town, actually.
Went for
a baseball. The campus is kind of whatever. Like, it's not like, even as far as like, so there's some towns that are like, the town is whatever, but you get on campus and you're like, okay, this is kind of special. I kind of get it. The campus is kind of like whatever. So maybe that explains the lack of, you know, success, consistent success in football and baseball. I've got this as a W as well. You know, looking at the next two games at Maryland, at Minnesota, you know, I feel like it would be like peak Huskers to come out like roaring, win the first five or six games, and then lose one of those two. But I'm not feeling it, guys. I'm not feeling it. I'm not afraid. I don't think this Maryland team is going to be very good. I think Loxley's seat is warm. And I think the Huskers are going to take care of it. This one might be a little. I actually see more of common fans' hearts pitter pattering during this game a little bit more than the Michigan State game, even like first road game. Mm-hmm. It's probably a team by that point we're going to know isn't that great. And I could see the Huskers kind of coming out and being like, okay, what's wrong with these guys? What's going on? But I think we're ultimately going to win. So at this moment, Matt, Nick, and I have the Huskers at 6-0. GF's got them at 5-1.
I'm going to loss on a record. What do you know?
This reminds me real quick, since we're doing a schedule predictions episode, Bruce Feldman, of The Athletic just wrote about this. And what did he say? Sorry, I meant to pull this up at the beginning.
This is your halfway point schedule predictions point. Intermission.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So he was kind of giving his take on a number of different sort of teams based on sort of, I think the odds are out. The Huskers over under 7.5. He picked the over for the Huskers. Mm-hmm. So he gave a lot of reasons why. And he acknowledged that, you know, this could draw some eye rolls and some snickers from those outside of Lincoln. But he's high on Dana Holgorsen. He says, quote, "I've heard Raiola has been outstanding." He compliments, you know, Emmett Johnson, who the Common fans have been high on for a long time. He talks about the transfer portal additions, numerous transfer portal additions. And what else? And he says they should get off to a fast start, opening with Cincinnati, Akron, and Houston Christian. No true road game until mid-October against Maryland. He says starting 5-1 seems very plausible. According to the Common fans, so does 6-0, apparently.
Yeah.
And he says the second half of the schedule gets tougher, but they get Northwestern, USC, and Iowa in Lincoln. So I just wanted to share that. The other funny thing about this, guys, is he talks about a number of teams. The very next team in his article is UCF, currently coached by Scott Frost.
Interesting.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people on Husker Twitter and in the Husker fan base who won't be triggered or offended or anything by mention of Scott Frost. But interestingly, UCF's over under 6.5, and he went under on that. I'm just saying what was reported.
Just
reporting what was reported. That's all I'm saying.
Scorned ex-girlfriends. Just let's get over it. Come on.
Olson, did you have something to say there?
No, just, I just, Scott Frost from Wood River.
He is.
Hell of a model American.
He is from Wood River. Okay, sorry. That was our little interlude. I meant to mention that at the beginning. Glad we got it in. So back-to-back away games, guys. This one will pique interest across Husker Nation. I don't think we've beat Minnesota since Frost's first year in 2018. We absolutely We talk about this all the time on this program, games we could have won and games we should have won. We absolutely should have won the game at Minnesota in 2023. I'm not sure why we play them again and it's at Minnesota again, but whatever. It's not like that field is super intimidating. But the Huskers are at Minnesota on Saturday, October 18th. Jeff's favorite coach in the Big Ten, PJ Fleck, roaming the sidelines. Matty O, what do you got?
This absolutely pains me to say. I think the Minnesota streak continues. I think this feels like we're riding high, 6-0, and things are going great. And I feel like we have a little bit of a tripping over our dongs moment here against the Gophers. I absolutely kills me to say this, but I'm not going to go through this because I could seriously make a case for us winning every single one of these games. But I'm trying to be a realistic, somewhat semi-pro journalist here, and say
no, we're not journalists. We're not.
This feels like it could be a loss in Minneapolis in mid-October. The Gopher fans are going to be jacked. You know, they'll be rowing the boat and all that crap. And I think it'll be some fluke, some stupid thing will probably happen, and they'll win late by 2 points or something like that. That's what I think, and I'm sorry for saying that.
No, please don't apologize.
Thank you for being honest, Matt. Thank you for your honesty.
Nicholas Olsen, what do you got?
Let's go to hell, Jeff.
I completely agree. Well, other than that, I'm going to say it's a W, but I think it's
yes.
Really,
I completely agree.
But close game.
Wow.
The 2023 game, was it 13-10 we lost?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were up 10-3 late. They converted on a fourth down play. Okay, the play before that, Isaac Gifford had an interception in the end zone that he dropped. There were lots of people who made mistakes. Not picking on Gifford, but then they scored a touchdown on the fourth down play. But then it's still 10-10, and you're like, okay, like we're all right. And then we got the ball back, and we were moving the ball down the field. Like we got multiple first downs. We were running the ball on them, and then I can't remember if it was Sims or one of the running backs, but we fumbled. And they went down and kicked a field goal, and we lost the game.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. But also got to
love Jeff Sims. Yeah, gotta love Jeff Sims, man.
Jeff Sims combo, baby. It's gone now.
That's the thing he was good for.
That stuff is so expensive now that combo meal is gone. Good yes. Lord.
Jeff Sims back.
Amigos, sponsor us. Bring back the Jeff Sims combo.
Make the Jeff Sims combo the common fan combo. Yes, it needs to be the common fan combo.
Yeah, that's a better ring to it anyway.
Yeah, gosh.
All right, Geoff, what do you got? What do you got about your buddy PJ?
Oh, I you remember on our last schedule prediction, I said that this home game or this away game scared me, and they've got our number, and I dislike the man so much, and like I want to bet against him. So I will say this. There was a proverb one time where they said, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around, does anyone hear it? Well, I'll say this right now. We are the tree, and we are falling right on top of PJ Fleck and all of Minnesota, and we are winning. I can't handle it. I cannot stomach saying PJ Fleck is going to beat us. I can't do it. Against all odds, we're winning this damn game. On the road, victory to the Huskers. And might I say one more thing? We're kicking their ass. It's going to be a blowout. It's not even going to be close.
Yes.
We're beating the hell out of
this. I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Jeff.
I love it. Absolutely love that. Two different proverbs involving trees on this episode so far. And we're barely halfway through the schedule. So,
Arbor Proverbs.
Oh, Owens. Absolutely understand your trepidation, Matty O.
Yeah.
This game's going to make me nervous until it's over. PJ, as much as we all think he's so obnoxious, is so good at winning rock fights, right? Yeah. His teams are physical.
He'll have to turn it into a rock
fight. Yeah. And that whatever. But we're going to pound their ass this year. Okay.
Like, oh, gosh.
We are going to. Well, I didn't mean it like that. I just mean we're going to pound them. I didn't mean it in any other way than we're going to pound them. Okay.
But we're going to be doing the pounding.
I'm going to have to notify you two of some of the languages.
No, that's not what I meant. I just meant we're going to beat them badly. That's all I meant. We always have more talent than Minnesota. We're going to out-talent them so badly this year. We're going to run past them on offense. We're going to shut them down on defense. We're going to go into Minneapolis. We're going to be firing on all cylinders, and we're going to win this game. Okay?
Yes.
That's all I was saying. God's sake.
Love it.
I've got it as a W.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
So at this point, Olsen and I have us undefeated through the Minnesota game, and Geoff and Matty O have us at 6-1. So it's 1, 2, 3.
That's not much better.
Yeah. So Olsen and I have us at 7-0, and Geoff and Matty O have us at 6-1. The next game is, hold on, I just want to see if there's a bye week. No, there's not a bye week. The bye week was before the Michigan State game. So we do have a gauntlet here. The fourth game of that gauntlet is Northwestern at home on October 25th. Matty O, what do you got?
Get right game right here. Northwestern comes into town, and let's face it, they should probably not even be fielding a football team. And TJ's talked about this. I think we've discussed this on the pod in the past about how in the new world of college football, it's going to be really hard for the Northwesterns, right? Northwesterns and the Stanfords, probably the Dukes, right? It's just going to be really hard for them to get talented players in. So I think this is going to be a new kind of a turning of the corner where every time we play Northwestern, we're just going to kick the crap out of them. So I got it as a big win. We just had a crappy taste in our mouth from losing to PJ Fleck the week before, and everyone's pissed off. And the culture's so good in the locker room at Nebraska, they're going to come out firing on all cylinders and just kick the shit out of these guys.
Love it.
Nice.
Love it. Olsen, what do you got?
I could not agree with you more. I just don't think the talent level stacks up. I want to say, is there a coach named David Braun?
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he like was the D coordinator that got elevated when Fitzgerald got fired. And then he did such a good job, which I guess he did, that they just kept him. But I just think he might be in over his head and it like really slips off this year. I could see him being like 3-9, 4-8. Mm-hmm. So definitely like 49-14, something like that. So some of these games, I really think Holgorsen will open things up. So.
With the Midwest Coast offense.
With the Midwest Coast offense.
Geoff?
W. Like I said before, I know they're playing in Lincoln, but like I don't even know where they practice football at right now. Like, have they built their stadium or like
what's going on
over there in Northwest? I don't even know what they do there.
I think it's a year out.
So. Yeah. So yeah, definite victory.
Ominous. Ominous, isn't it? Ominous.
Look, I know.
Thunder. Oh, they take care of business. It's Northwestern.
Northwestern's been this thorn in our side since we joined the Big Ten, like a team that we always think we should be better than. And a lot of that was due to Fitz, like always out kicking his coverage in a broad sense. But I agree with you guys. Like, they're not going to have the talent this year. We're just gonna pound them into submission. And I've got it as a W as well. And so I just want to stop real quick. There's nothing else to say about that. At this point, Matty O and Geoff have the Huskers at 7-1. Nick Olsen, would you look at that? Nick Olsen and I have them at 8-0. What do you know?
8-0.
So I just want to tee this up for the common fans who are listening. Last four games of the season, USC at home. At UCLA, at Penn State, and Iowa at home. So things get like, if you're thinking to yourself as you're listening to this episode up to this point, hey, that schedule doesn't seem too bad. Things get a lot more difficult in the back half of the schedule. We lost to USC in 2024. We lost to UCLA in 2024. We lost to Iowa in 2024. We did not play Penn State, but Penn State may have the best team in the Big Ten this year. So we end with a serious gauntlet. So Olsen and my optimism will be tested these last four games. So game number nine, after we beat the piss out of Northwestern, we come back at home Saturday, November 1st, USC at home. I think that's the first Trojan visit to Lincoln since the Callahan era, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
Now we've talked about this before, not totally sure what to think about this squad for Lincoln Riley. They really, I feel like, underperformed expectations in 2024. Hard to know what to think. I will say, like, I love the Husk, kind of not something I would have predicted, but Husker fans and USC fans seem to be vibing on social media. Do you guys notice that?
Yeah.
Like, they seem to have a lot of respect for Nebraska. USC, I think, is one that would be considered a traditional college football blue blood. They get it. They're not, you know, they're not new money, so to speak, like, say, Oregon. Yeah. Like, they've been doing it for a long time. And so I really dig so far. Like, we really enjoyed talking to the USC podcast, the College Huddle USC podcast last fall. That was fun. Those guys were super cool. Light the Torch podcast. So, like, shout out to USC fans. Those guys have been cool. I love how Husker fans and USC fans are vibing so far during their presence, their 1 year in the Big Ten so far. This can be a tough one for the Huskers and Lincoln. Matty O, what do you got?
I don't really know what to make of USC. Like, it looked like, you know, they kind of started to maybe sort of figure some things out at the end of the year last year. But I think they're going to be a little bit beat up by the time they get to us. They don't exactly have a murderer's row of a schedule. I think USC in Lincoln, I think we take care of business. I really do.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a thing where we start to notice we're going to be better and better, more dominant at home under Coach Rhule.
Love that.
So I think we take care of business. Lincoln Riley's team, we showed it last year. We should have beat him in LA last year, honestly. Like, we outplayed him, I thought, for the most part. We let a couple passes leak out, and that's kind of how it turned the tides in the game.
They got some weird, unbelievable breaks last year.
They really did.
Like, some weird plays, like balls that like had no business being caught, like being somehow tipped, you know, right into the receiver's hand. Like, just some weird stuff that happened in that
game. Oh, yeah.
And I think we'll be more physical than them. I think they'll be beat up by then. I think it took a little bit of adjusting for them in the Big Ten. You know, you saw them go up and lose to Michigan and just got out physicaled by Michigan. That's all that was. So I think we take care of business. I think we beat SC.
Love it. Olsen, what do you got?
It pains me to say this, but I have my first loss of the season.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be USC. I kind of have a secret little crush on USC. Like, I just have always loved their uniforms.
Sick.
Like, they don't have names on the back of the jerseys. They haven't really changed their uniforms that much. They wear the white laces with the black Nikes always for shoes. John Wayne and Will Ferrell both went there. So USC, George Lucas.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, juice, yeah.
The juice.
Rest in peace, Ron and Nicole. I think the dam finally breaks with USC although I think he's a great coach, I think Lincoln Riley's just like too twangy for Southern California. I've never liked that fit. Like, he's like
interesting. He should be interesting.
Like, he should, I don't know, like the Texas Tech coach, or go back to OU, or like maybe like Appalachia, like North Carolina region.
I gotcha.
But he's just, I've always thought he's too twangy for USC.
Yeah.
Twangy. Interesting. Geoff, yes. I know you, Geoff, you're a big Lincoln Riley fan. What do you got?
Yeah, I love that guy. I'll tell you, like, USC and their agreement with Notre Dame every year always drives me nuts. Like, if you notice, USC is so cowardly. They are so cowardly that they will never play a game in South Bend past October. That's the way their schedule always works every year. So,
oh yeah.
So no, they, nobody cares, Jeff. We're talking about the USC Nebraska game.
I have a point here, though.
Okay.
They're so cowardly about that. And now that they're in the Big Ten, they don't get to pull that crap anymore, right? So I like the concept of USC playing in Memorial Stadium in November. We don't know what the weather is going to be like. It's Nebraska. It could be cold as shit in November. It could be actually like balmy and like 65. But I just like that it's November in Nebraska and USC has to come here. Coming from their atmosphere and the type of climate that they live in, I'm leaning towards, I'm hoping at least, maybe the weather's just going to suck that day. And we're going to take advantage of that, and we're going to win this freaking game.
Yes.
We're winning this one.
I like it.
Love
victory
that,
for the Huskers.
Yep.
Love that. I've made this point multiple times, guys, and so I won't beat the horse dead. I think it remains to be seen if Lincoln Riley can build a championship program. I've said before, he inherited the keys to the kingdom at Oklahoma, and he kept the Corvette running, right? He kept the Cadillac running. Looks like Geoff and Lincoln's running to the restroom really quick. So he gets credit for that because we've seen that's hard to do. But building a championship program is a different thing.
Than taking one over, yeah.
And so I don't really know what to expect from this USC team. Again, I think my recollection from early 2024 and preseason 2024 is they were getting like playoff talk. Mm-hmm. And by the time we played them, I think we were 5-5 and they were not much better. Right. I mean, they were like something like that. So that was kind of shocking in 2024. I really don't know what to expect from them. Unfortunately, I'm with Olsen on this and I got to pick it as a loss. Despite my rose colored glasses, I just think it's too much to hope that like the Huskers can go from the last 10 years of like games we should have won or could have won or were excited to play in and got steamrolled in or whatever it might be to just like rolling through this schedule unscathed. And there's other games that give me, you know, make me nervous and give me pause. But I just think USC is going to have a lot of talent this year. I think Riley's got a little something to prove this year. I think it's going to be a tough game for the Huskers, and I've got it as a loss. So, Jeff, I just picked USC as a loss. Jeff is back.
I'm back. Sorry.
No worries. No worries. All right. No reaction to that. Okay, here we go. So at this point, 9 games in, we've all got us, I think, at 8-1. Wouldn't, yep. I mean, look.
Hey,
let's just step back for a minute and think about how
really
real Husker
good.
Fans would be about that. Yeah, yeah.
Should exactly. be. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So that puts us at UCLA Saturday, November 8th, at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Historic setting. I'm not going to say UCLA mm-hmm. is a historic program, but the Huskers have some history with them. Yeah. Matty O, what do you got for this one?
Went a little rough our last trip out there as Lee Corso would say, Tater Martinez, back in the day against, was it still Brett? I think it was Brett Hundley. Didn't he beat us like back to back back in the day?
Yeah.
So there's a little sour taste in the mouth from that. And I look at the schedule. UCLA has a bye week, of course, right before they play us. I think USC, I think also maybe had a bye week. So what's it with that? I mean, come on.
See if
it should make me nervous. It should make me nervous, especially because I think we're going to beat SC at home. I think we got to get that one because we got the 3 games we got coming up. Go out to LA. I think we play in the Rose Bowl. The boys step up and they're ready for the bright lights of the Rose Bowl, historic Rose Bowl, and the Huskers take down UCLA. I think it'll be tight because I don't think UCLA is going to be great. I think they'll be around 500, but I think they'll play hard. They showed us that in Lincoln last year. Like they didn't give up on the season. So I think it'll be tight. Maybe win by 3 or 4, but I think the Huskers win out in LA in the Rose Bowl.
I was gonna say, is that the college football industrial complex there? Like you're talking about these bye weeks before these important games. Like That's horseshit.
I think it seems like the Big Ten doing the old the two LA schools a favor playing Nebraska in their second year.
We got the claws in the West Coast.
Don't feel like we've ever gotten really any favors like that, but that's okay. We don't need them.
Yeah,
we're Midwestern. We're Nebraska strong. We're Midwestern tough.
Yeah, that's exactly.
We don't want you to don't take it easy on us. Mm-hmm. We want to take the hard route.
Mm-hmm. The college football industrial complex will always look to screw Nebraska, but we've overcome it before. We'll do it again. Matty-O's got us a W. Mr. Olson, what do you got?
Oh, it pains me to say this, but I have us losing two games in a row.
Oh, to both California schools. Wow.
Yes. Yes. And are you guys having the Common Fan tailgate again this year?
Do you guys remember? To be determined.
Okay. TBD.
To be determined.
I remember we were all on cloud nine before the UCLA game last year.
Yeah.
That was just like, I did not see that game coming at all. Like,
no,
I just
no one did.
They came in at 2. They came in at 2-5, right?
Yeah,
2-5. Yeah.
So I think is it the San Gabriel Mountains that mountains like behind Pasadena there?
I think so.
And also we're flying out to the West Coast. I mean, it's just travel lag. It's like NFL travel schedule now for Big Ten football. So. Yeah, it like just a weird game, like 28-17 or something like that, and we just like do not look right at UCLA.
Oof.
Damn all it! Right.
Gio. A little bucket of cold water on things right there.
I refuse. Again, I'll say this again. I refuse to let UCLA ruin my tailgating experience. Okay, they ruined it last year. I was having a damn good time. Owens was in charge of cooking the burgers the whole time. I wasn't going to cook
anything. And he did a great job.
Yes.
No one got sick.
Yep. I acted like I was going to help, and I never really did. That was great. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I grilled for a little bit there, and remember the grill like turned off.
Yeah, you just kind of like clinged the spatula on the grill a few times, make it sound like you were scraping the burgers.
I clicked like the tongs together. That's what any.
Sure.
They're not doing that to us again. All right.
Yes.
They're not clicking our tongs.
No, we're winning this game. They're not ruining it for me again. UCLA, you're going down. I said it on a prior podcast. We're kicking some newcomer ass. All right.
Love it.
Heck yeah.
Newcomer ass.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to make of UCLA this year. Deshaun Foster's in year two as the head coach. I do know that offensive coordinator Eric Sleeping with Bieniemy has been replaced by all name team candidate Tino Sunseri. And do you know where Tino Sunseri was in 2024? You know whose staff he was on?
No.
He worked for Mo Green, aka Kurt Cignetti at Indiana.
Yeah.
That was a pretty dang good offense.
You're saying he was Mo Green's consigliere?
He was Mo Green's consigliere. I knew Mo talking loud, saying stupid things.
Exactly.
Right? That's Kurt Cignetti, who's, by the way, Indiana's not on the schedule this year. Kurt Cignetti, Mo Green is coming back down to earth this year.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mix that in.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to Google it.
They're coming back.
That's an episode idea. Let's talk about the Big Ten opponents we don't play this year. Let's
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea. So
they
Tino Sunseri had 1 year of Mo Green at the Tropicana, and he said, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm going to greener pastures. I'm going to L.A. I'm going to work for Deshaun Foster. But you know what Tino Sunseri said? He said, I knew Mo, talking loud, saying stupid things. All right, sorry. I got it as a W for the Huskers. I have no idea what to expect from UCLA.
Right.
I think they're going to be kind of middling. They might win 5 games. They might win 7 games.
Yeah.
I don't really know. But I think the Huskers should be, again, if they are what we believe they are, if they are where we believe them to be, For so many reasons, be it Dana Holgorsen's offense, be it the culture they've established on defense, be it Mike Eckler's special teams, all of the above, like they should take care of business at UCLA. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if it's closer than it should be. I've got it as a W for the Huskers. Olson, were you about to say something?
That seems like I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick.
No, just Tino's coaching Nico this year. They got Nico. I'm not even going to try the last name, but. Tino and Nico.
I'm going to leave you.
Yeah.
The Tennessee fans there pronounce it, I'm going to leave you.
Yeah.
I love that.
This is back to the UCLA. that doesn't, it kind of seems like a game that, that the way that the Huskers would lose is if they give the game away. It doesn't feel like a game where UCLA is going to just beat us, right? It's like the Huskers play like crap and they give the game away to UCLA. That's like that happened last year. Like we played absolutely awful and UCLA took advantage.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Let's see.
Let's just skip the next one.
Speaking of Ayam Aleva, just a reminder, I wrote in mid-April, commitment versus chaos, Raiola buys in while Ayam Aleva walks out. So if anybody wants to find that article on SI.com.
There you go.
There you go.
Dylan Raiola is everything that Ayam Aleva is not. And I'm going to leave you is going to get beat on November 8th. Okay, sorry. So the next game, once the Huskers, I think we've Matt, Jeff, and I have them at 9-1, if I'm calculating correctly. Have you only picked one loss, Jeff? Right? I think that's right. Yeah. And Olson, you got them at 8-2. You got them at 8-2. Either way, I mean, 8-2 going into Penn State. Nebraska's in the top 25. Yep. Nebraska's a national story. Like 8-2 going into Penn State. Everyone's feeling pretty good.
And then possibility we have to go to a bowl game or a
playoff probably in the CFP conversation. Yeah, exactly. That's going to be a big time game at Penn State. It's a big year for James Franklin. I think they're expected to be really good. They've got a lot of talent. Getting some kind of Tom Osborne vibes from James Franklin, i.e., his fan base thinks he can't win the big one. Just in that sense, Medio.
Yes.
Like his fan base thinks he can't win the big one. He's had a hard time beating Ohio State and Michigan since kind of the Big Ten. He's won a lot of games. I mean, it's one of those careful what you wish for situations where half the Penn State fan base loves him and half the Penn State fan base is like, we got to get rid of this guy. And it's sort of like, Husker fans look at that record and say, why would you ever fire this guy?
Right? What you wish.
Yeah, exactly. But whatever the case, like Penn State's going to be damn good this year. It's at Penn State. Like this will be a tough game for the Huskers. Matty O, what do you got?
I think it's going to feel a little too big. Like Penn State's probably going to be undefeated or have like one loss. Nebraska, the way I've got it, they're 9-1. It's going to be a huge, it's going to be a huge, huge game, probably like big noon kickoff and all that stuff. Maybe a game. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of hoopla for that one. And I think it's just a little bit too much for our guys. We're still a little bit young. It's a little early in the Matt Rhule tenure, and it feels a little too big. So, I think we go to Happy Valley and take a loss. Hopefully, we play them tough and keep it close. But I got it as a loss.
Fair enough. Mr. Olson?
I also have this as a loss. I just have never, ever since I saw the schedule, I have never liked this game being played. Like there's just something about at Penn State, like that stadium just like looks big on TV. It seems like a very intimidating atmosphere. I know I've went to two with Matt Owen Sr. Have you guys ever went to an away football game and lost? It is like one of the worst feelings in the world. It's like, I don't know, like what I could compare it to.
You're just outnumbered.
Like, yeah, outnumbered. And like everyone's having a great time except for like your little group. Like it's like, there's nothing I could compare it to. Like maybe like if you have like digestive problems, like at like World Cup or something, or like the state fair, like everyone's having a good time.
That funnel cake. Yeah. That funnel cake is not sitting well right now.
Yeah. You're at like Disneyland, but you have like really bad chafing or something. Like everyone is having a good time except for you. So definite loss. It pains me to say that. It pains me to say three in a row, but hopefully the story's not done with Matt Rhule in the 2025 season after Happy Valley. So a loss. I don't think we get romped, but I don't know, 35-10 or something like that.
Ooh.
We just don't show up.
That's kind of getting romped. I will not take us down this rabbit hole, but I was at the 2016 loss at Wisconsin in overtime. That was so painful. Like we absolutely should have won. I mean, anyway, Jeff, sorry. At Penn State, Jeff.
Well, I'll tell you this much right now. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish played in the national title game this year.
Put them backstage.
I don't know if you remember that or not.
I removed him.
This is a Nebraska from the stage. Nebraska schedule predictions episode.
How long should we keep him in the
belly? We are not talking about 2024 Notre Dame.
So No. For those of you like who are listening or watching, Geoff can still see us and hear us, but he's been moved to backstage because he talked about Notre Dame. I guess we'll let him back in for now, but we'll see what happens. All right, Geoff, would you like to try again?
Hey. Why don't you tell us about the Nebraska Penn State game, Geoff? What do you think about it?
All I'm saying is that the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, again, we're in the national title game. They were only able to beat Penn State by 3 points. 3 points in the playoff. And they're a damn good football team, the Irish.
Penn State or Notre Dame? I'm already lost.
The Irish winning by three. They're a good football team. That tells me that Penn State can hang with the best of them. That's what that's telling me. So for me there, Huskers, it's not going to happen. Sorry. Want them to win. Wish they would win.
I don't think you do, Geoff.
Yeah. No. And
not happening, though. Just
since
saying.
Since you went there, Geoff, Penn State had that game won, and Notre Dame never, ever. Like,
scoreboard, TJ. Scoreboard. That win. Scoreboard. Yeah. Anyways, my schedule prediction is the Huskers don't win this game. Probably not going to be very close to either. So that's all I have to say about that.
Whatever, Geoff. All right. Geoff's got that as a loss. I've got it as a loss, too, fellas. I mean, let's be honest. I've got some.
We're homers,
I've got some big red colored glasses on tonight. And I would love to be wrong on this. I would like to believe, though, that the Huskers go into Happy Valley and, like, you know, 8-2, 9-1, like something where it's a story, something where it's interesting, something where it's two historic, like great programs in a really meaningful game in November in the Big Ten. And like we make a run at it, and like not like I'd love to believe it's not 35-10 Olsen, maybe like 35-24 or something like that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we've been so beaten into submission, like we've been so beaten into submission that like 35-24 loss sounds good against Penn State. Like maybe the Huskers will be so good this year that they surprise us and they go in and win that game or something. But I think like
then say it right now, TJ. Say it now.
I'm going to predict it as a loss and hopefully be pleasantly surprised, Geoff. Okay.
All right.
I'm protecting my tender heart.
Coward.
Right? Yeah, that's fine. I can live with that. I can live with that. Okay, boys. That brings us to the last regular season game of the year, Friday, November 28th, the day after Thanksgiving. The Hawkeyes of Iowa will come into Lincoln for their annual matchup against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Can I just say real quick, as I looked at these last four, especially, I know that I think a few years ago when they like were redoing the Big Ten again or redoing Big Ten schedules again, and the programs could put in for like their games that they wanted to protect every year. If I recall correctly, Nebraska only put in for Iowa. I really think we're losing something by not playing Wisconsin every year as well.
Yeah,
there's some historical connection there with Barry Alvarez. The series has been really one-sided. Like Wisconsin's won most of those games, but there's a lot of like, I don't know. I feel like there's some mutual respect between those fan bases. Maybe Iowa, maybe Wisconsin doesn't care anymore because they beat the crap out of us several years in a row last year. But there's just like the historical connection with Barry Alvarez. I thought that would kind of be our rival coming into the Big Ten, not Iowa, not some of these other teams. And I guess maybe it's just because we beat the crap out of them last year. Finally, I feel like we're losing something by like, I kind of got used to ending the season with Wisconsin and Iowa. Neither of those were ever easy, but it was kind of like, these are our measuring sticks. This is our Oklahoma and Colorado kind of games. Right. Yep. So I feel like we're kind of losing something in this new world of college football and the new Big Ten by not playing Wisconsin every year.
I agree.
All right. Anyway, sorry. I had to get that off my chest. Matty-O, your favorite team, the Iowa.
Yeah,
Matty, let's remind the common fans. Matty O got in the car last year. He took his firstborn son with him. He drove to Iowa City. They sat there in that godforsaken stadium. Godforsaken, hot-like cold. And they put up with that bullshit last year that we witnessed, where Nebraska outplayed the Hawkeyes in every facet of the game except for the final score. I can still barely bring myself to talk about it. But Matty O has bled for this game.
I bled the blood.
Yeah.
He stayed at a Best Western outside of Iowa City or whatever you did that night. I don't know. Yeah.
If it was Iowa Coffee at that Best Western, I bet you it was ass.
I think it was a Hampton Inn, actually.
Either way, the coffee was terrible.
Did you have good food out there or anything go right?
No.
Out
there? No.
Yeah. Food poisoning.
No, it was all bad.
Poisoning.
We don't
know. For 3.5 quarters, it was amazing. You know, I thought, okay, we are smoking. We are dominating these guys.
Yeah.
Got a little nervous when we didn't put a few more points on the board. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
In the first three and a half quarters. But no, you know, it's time, guys. It's time to stop letting these guys take our frickin' lunch money. And I said frickin', okay? I can't stand it anymore. It has gotten so old. Like the way, and I've said this so many times, I'm getting sick of saying it. The way that they would beat us, is disgusting.
Yep.
It can't continue. There's no way. There's like been some sort of imbalance in the tilt of Earth's axis or something that have caused these things. It is unexplainable the way that they've beaten Nebraska. It is. And it's not going to happen anymore. It's over. I'm going to tell you something right now. This last week I went to a continuing education event.
Oh,
you know, one of those things where they tell you about certain things, you know, watch for this and that and this, and then you have continuing education. It was at the Champions Club and they had a keynote speaker by the name of Matt Rhule. Okay. Coach Rhule talked for 45 minutes with no notes. You know, the only named opponent that he said, that he mentioned, was Iowa. He was just talking, going on, you know, just riffing. And he referenced him what keeping him awake at night to beating Iowa. And I thought, I don't know if we're going to lose these guys again as long as Matt Rhule's here.
Yeah.
The guy's thinking about it in May, okay, about how do we beat Iowa. I don't think we're ever going to lose to them again, guys. We're going to beat them to make us 10-2. That's what I got. Screenshot it, write it down, mark it.
10-2 were in the prayer.
Iowa is done. Iowa is done. They've had their time.
Love it.
It's over.
God, that was beautiful, Matty-O. Love that.
Nice. Very beautiful.
Mr. Olson, what do you got?
I also have a W, but I do want to preface it by saying I've kind of always had like a little bit of respect for Iowa ever since it was the 28-24 we lost to them when I think it was 2014. Iowa was undefeated. Do you guys remember this? And like Tommy Armstrong,
they were undefeated in 2015.
Tommy Armstrong threw like 4 interceptions.
Was it in Lincoln?
It was in Lincoln.
Was it hat flip game? Or we almost the ref with
the hat flip? The hat flip game was 2013.
I think it was Riley's first year.
In 2014, we beat them in Iowa City in overtime.
Yep.
Tommy Armstrong to Kenny Bell in overtime. 2015, they went 12-0 in the regular season. We lost 28-20.
Yeah.
And then we had a chance, but we kind of got outplayed that game. But what's funny about that in 2015 is they love to talk about their undefeated season. They lost the conference championship game and they lost their bowl game. So they were really 12-2 that year. That's the closest thing Iowa's ever gotten to a national championship. Sorry, Olson. Anyways,
No, you're fine. So I've always had respect for them just because like people are always like, why can't we beat Iowa? Why can't we beat Iowa? Because Iowa's really tough. I don't think people like understand like live action college football. Like you get so used to watching on TV, like that game, I will never forget how hard Iowa was hitting. Like, holy cow. Like there's nothing to compare it to, but Big Ten football is just so tough. And I just hope people understand that. I do think we win. And also I think like Owens was saying, we could go on a run beating Iowa every year. So there could be a chance that old Kirk retires and like the last game he ever coaches is a loss to Nebraska. That would be awesome.
That's all I want. That's really all I want. However much longer he coaches, and they'll probably go to a bowl game, but all I want is for his last game against Nebraska to be a loss. That's all I want.
So if you remember anything, Iowa's really tough, but we're going to beat him. So,
yes.
Love it. Yeah.
I will agree with that.
Geoff.
Well,
oh, here we go. What are you going to tell us about?
No, I just
Riley Leonard.
No, I'm not going to tell you
something about that has nothing to do with this game.
Okay, no, I'm not. Right? I'm just going to tell you that remember Owens for a long time.
Oh, no.
I had a track record of going to Nebraska football games and we won.
Oh,
every
yeah.
time I was in attendance, we won. There was a run there where I didn't witness Nebraska lose in person. And then all of a sudden, Nebraska.
You must not have been at many games recently.
Yeah. Hit a wall and then I quit going. But I went with you to the Iowa game, not last year, but the year before. I had mm-hmm. hand warmers. It was colder than hell. We lost. We lost, damn it.
On a walk-off.
Yeah. We remember.
Yeah. So I guess it's going to come down to one thing. Are we going to the game together or not?
Yeah.
Well, we lost the last one, Jeff, so I don't know if I want you to go with me to this one.
All right, good. Then we win.
I don't know if you're good looking anymore, Jeff.
I don't think so either. So guess what? I'm not going to the game with you this year. I'm going to separate myself. I'll tailgate. I will sacrifice myself for the better of Nebraska football because we're winning this game. I'm not going with you. We're going to win this game. No. I'm not going with you.
No.
Are we going to have a kicker this year? Is it going to set up again where we don't have a kicker in Iowa?
What about our boy Johnny? What was his name? Johnny Hole.
Johnny Hole.
Is he not going to be kicker?
Johnny Hole's back. Ivano's back. Johnny Hole's back. Look, Mike Eckler from David City, Nebraska, is here to fix the special teams, and he's from David City, so it's going to get fixed. It's all fine.
Yeah. Okay.
We got that. We have a punter. Coach Rule just said we can't say his name yet.
Rugby nice. Style.
Yeah. Damn rugby kickers.
To be released soon.
Okay.
Okay. Here's where I am on the Iowa game, guys. We've had the Common Fan Podcast has been in existence only since October of 2023. That's not that long. And we have had this conversation 47 times.
A lot.
Maybe more. Like a lot. Like, Olson, you're exactly right. They have been a very good football program for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
They have played elite special teams. Yeah. At times, they have played elite defense also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The offense has been awful most of the time. But they found ways to win regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's not just against Nebraska. Like, they've won in this sort of rock fight Iowa way against lots of teams, many of whom have better talent than they do. Okay.
Yeah.
And I say, like, so I have to give them that much credit. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that ugly bullshit, like, way of winning represents the best 10 years in Iowa football history.
No lie.
Their high point in all of that time was the 12-0 season in 2015 when they lost the conference championship game and then allowed Christian McCaffrey to run all over them in the Rose Bowl game against Stanford. I don't think I'm conflating those years. I think I'm right. They lost to Michigan State in a very good and close game in the Big Ten championship game, and then they lost Stanford in the bowl game, if I remember that. Right. That's like their best 10 years ever.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
So yes, they are 9-1 against Nebraska during that time. All but two of those wins are one score games. Many of them coming on last second field goals, which no doubt I've said this before, 100 years from now, God knows what the world will look like, but 100 years from now, you look back, those are L's for Nebraska and W's for Iowa, and the Huskers mm-hmm. have to own that, and there's no way around that, right? That is what it is, right?
Yep.
But this has literally been one of the worst stretches in Nebraska football history, and we're taking them to the wire every season. So I agree. Like, Rule has got this thing wired. He knows he needs to win now.
Yep.
He knows there's no more. And Matty, you had not shared that. I just want to be clear with the comment fans. You had not shared what you just shared with us prior to this episode. So I love hearing that the Iowa game in particular is on his mind.
Yeah.
We're gonna win this game. Not only are we gonna win this game, like, it's two these like Iowa fans are going to roll their eyes. Like, I don't know if there's any Iowa fans are going to listen to this. I don't care. But if any Iowa fans are listening to this, they're going to roll their eyes at this, and they're welcome to, because they've owned, like I said, We got to own the L's. They get to own the W's.
Yep. Yep.
But these are two ships passing in the night. Iowa is like reverting to the Stone Age. Nebraska is moving forward. We are winning this game. We're beating the Hawkeyes. And I've got us finishing 10-2 as well. Hey. Ending on a high note. And hopefully, again, 10-2 in 2025 has got you on the depending on what else, is going on, what else is going on in the Big Ten, it's got you on the cusp of the playoff conversation.
Not so, a cusp. You're in the playoff at 10.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm shocked to say this. Olsen's got us at 9-3, which I think again, all Husker fans,
that'd be great.
All Husker fans would be thrilled with 9-3.
We'd be thrilled. Yes.
Matty O and I and Geoff in Lincoln. That's the part where I'm shocked. Have us at 10-2. Am I wrong on that?
That's shocking.
No, you're not right. I'm sorry. I couldn't sleep at night.
No need to apologize.
Knowing to giving that a-hole PJ Fleck another W. I couldn't do it. Sorry. I couldn't sleep well at night. Waking up in a cold sweat.
Listen,
giving him that victory. I can't do it.
I'm going to throw one half dose of reality out there. Only a half dose because we got rose colored glasses on tonight. Nobody knows what's going to happen in 2025, right?
No, nobody knows.
Like it's year three for Matt Rhule, year two for Dylan Raiola. Dana Holgerson's here. Like we did well in the transfer portal. Like there's a lot of reasons to believe the schedule lines up well. There's a lot of reasons to believe and hope things could go well. But the last 10 years of Husker football have taught us. That may not be true.
Yeah. Right? Throw it out the window. Who the hell knows?
Throw it out the window. Right. So like nobody knows, but if there was ever a year where the stars were going to align and things were going to coalesce and the Huskers were going to put it all together, and friend of the program, Evan Bland has made this point before, as the thunder rolls, by the way, holy
wow. Lord,
as the yes. thunder rolls, God is speaking. God's a Husker fan. I'm not sorry. I know. I'm just saying God's a Husker fan. God is weighing in.
Of course.
Yes. Evan Bland has made this point before. Like, Indiana got their day. Like they had their run.
Yeah.
Like other schools have had their run. Nebraska football has such a better history. We deserve a run. Like, why can't we get the bounces? Why can't we have the run?
Exactly.
Like maybe it won't be like, why can't we be 11-1 or whatever, like whatever it is, why can't it be our year? Right.
Yeah.
That's where we are. So we're going to end on a high note. We're going to end on some belief and like, we've got May, June, and July to think about all, and August, I guess, to think about all this stuff, but there's a lot of reason to believe in 2025.
Yes. Yeah.
Whew. Okay.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, fellow Comet fans?
Yeah, if you go to Goodwill, like I talked about that Titanic double tape thing. Braveheart. Remember Braveheart?
That was a double tape. Yep.
Yeah, that was a good one too. You can find that probably a lot of people's local Goodwill. So check out your Goodwill, Common fans.
Yes.
This message brought to you by a paid partnership with Jeff Langenberg and Goodwill.
Yes. I don't think Goodwill pays for partnerships.
No, I don't think so.
I remember though, I would watch some of the Braveheart fight scenes or speech scenes before football practice in high school. Did anybody ever do that?
Nice. Never did that.
Yeah. No. You know, maybe if you weren't quite feeling it before football practice, they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
I've watched that before I led the team down in freshman football, during the kick team. I would do that.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think you'd say you led the team.
I'm racking my brain here, Jeff. I'm just trying. It's been a long time.
I led the team down the field to battle. Yes. And then after that, I'd run a 7-minute mile. I was just an awesome athlete back in the day. It was great.
You're also almost murdered at Boys Town.
Yeah, I was. I was almost murdered. Attempted murder happened.
It was attempted murder.
I came back better than ever. God willing.
Says you. All right, Common fans, thanks for hanging with us tonight. Love these schedule predictions episodes.
It's always fun.
Post spring ball, we're closer than ever. We're getting close to Memorial Day. Soon it's going to be June. Soon it's going to be summer. Like fall camp will be here before we know it. But it's always fun to look at the schedule. Get to the Common Fan website, commonfan.co. Go to silliesco.com to order your socks. Get all this in place. Get ready.
Load up
for the season.
Load up.
Get ready for the season because it'll be here before you know it. All right. We'll be back at you soon, Common Fans. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life. We'll be right back.